Several hundred people turned out Monday night for a prayer and candlelight vigil at Pacific Park in Sulphur Springs for the family of Jonathan Young, who was shot to death in the park early Monday morning. The vigil featured prayers and comments from Pastor Lavelle Hendricks, with vocal help from Pastor Jason Lindley, from Pastor Valandris Bell, from Pastor Delonte Jackson, and Pastor Kerry Roy. And finally, some heartfelt sentiment from the Young family.
We thank God for the young man, Brother Young.
But please be mindful that the Chief of Police and the legal system will ensure that justice is going to prevail in this case. So as we transition towards his burial, let's take this time as a reflection of celebration. But more importantly to all the young people. Will you please stay in school? Graduate from high school. Come over to the university or go somewhere to further your education.
We're
going to change this community.
And when we change this community,
we're going to change this state.
And when we change this state,
we're going to change this nation.
And when we change this nation,
we're going to change this world.
And
it's going to start right here.
In Sulphur Springs.
Amen.
We are a very good community of people.
Amen.
There should be nothing that divides us. Amen. And certainly we're not going to allow this incident to divide us in any way. If we will allow God to speak to us, things happen because God wants us to see the need of coming together and loving each other individually. And in order to do that, we have to accept a person for who they are.
Amen.
Only God can change us.
That's right.
And there is not a one of us standing here tonight who doesn't need the presence of God in our lives.
All right.
And we need to ask God to change us individually, because we can't be instrumental in changing anybody else until we change ourselves.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's love each other. Let's come together as a community. Let's show this family who is bereaving at this time that today is them. It could have been one of us.
Yes, sir.
We regret deeply that it's them.
Amen.
And let's not continue to allow these kind of things to happen in our community. Young folk, love yourself and love each other. And may God bless each other.
I'm new to the area. I am now the minister at the MLK Church of Christ. My name is Delonte Jackson. And I'm saddened by what happened here in the Sulphur Springs area, in the Sulphur Springs community. My hearts and our prayers from the MLK Church of Christ go out to the family members, but not just the family members, but all of those here in the community and everybody else that has been affected. Whether you're originally from here, you grew up here, you're now residing here, you could be touched and you feel what is going on. We as a people, now more than ever, and as you look throughout the nation, you look out throughout the world, we need to stick together.
Amen.
We need to stick together now more than ever.
Yes.
But you may ask, what is it going to take? Is it going to take just going to the city council and telling our demands and the things that we want? No. Is it going to say rioting and patrolling and doing all these different things? Is that what's going to do it? No. The thing that's going to do it and starts first is us coming together and be unified. We have to have unity one with another.
That's right.
On behalf of True Gospel Ministry, I'm Pastor Kerry Roy. Many of you know me. I just want to encourage the family on this evening to trust the Lord. And remember the scripture tells us that vengeance is the Lord and that he will repay. Let us not render evil for evil. But, you know, we were talking, I've been hearing coming together, and I've been praying specifically for our leadership and our community that we, as the leaders, especially our pastors and leaders, we need to come together.
Amen.
And when we come together, then the people will start coming together.
Yes,
you know, I come from a background of, you know, the church has always been the strong hand in the community. And until we as the church are the strong hand again, and we'll be able to empower the people that God has placed around us. We have a responsibility. And let me tell you another thing, and I'm going to leave it alone, and I'm going to just back away from this. It takes everybody in Sulphur Springs, black, white, Latino, it doesn't matter what color you are. It takes us all to make this happen together.
Thank you for your support during this time. We love you. And we love you, Jonathan. We love you. Rest in peace.
KSST News.